Several hundred militant supporters of Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo stormed and seized the headquarters of Ivorian National Television and Radio, known as RTI. Pro-Gbagbo militants, known as Young Patriots, forced RTI staff to allow them to broadcast an appeal to youth supporters to come out into the streets. Youth leader Serge Kofi said in a televised address that a UN peacekeeping mission and UN-mandated French soldiers had failed to resolve the crisis in the country. He said it is time for them to go. Similar appeals for massive demonstrations broadcast on the state channel led to several days of anti-French violence in November 2004. At that time, Young Patriot organized protests sparked rioting, looting, and the forced evacuation of around 8,000 foreign residents. French military and UN sources said peacekeepers shot protesters at a military base in the city of Giglo, killing 4 people and injuring 12. Several hundred Young Patriots surrounded a UN compound in Dalawa, where UN staff had sought refuge. The UN abandoned bases in Giglo and nearby Djoukwe. In Abidjan, a large group of protesters blocked the entrance to the UN headquarters. About 1,000 Young Patriots, led by the head of the movement, Charles Blegoudet, protested outside the French embassy. Blegoudet said they were demanding the forced disarmament of northern rebels.
We stay here till we have a real response from the Prime Minister or from the international community or from France.
The president's supporters are protesting a recommendation by a UN-backed international working group to dissolve parliament. The mandate of the National Assembly expired in December. The body is dominated by the president's party and its allies and has been considered an obstacle to the implementation of successive peace efforts by opposition leaders and civil society representatives. The head of Mr. Gbagbo's party said yesterday that its members were pulling out of the peace process. The head of the UN mission in Ivory Coast, Pierre Shori, met with the president Tuesday to appeal for an end to the violence. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan late Tuesday condemned what he called orchestrated violence directed against the United Nations. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.